Audio 9.2.
Good morning, Mr. Davis. What can I do for you?
Thank you for meeting with me, Mrs. Clark. I'm really concerned about a situation that has arisen. I represent an organisation called Green Concern, and we're seriously worried about a site known locally as the Kasani site. There is serious water and soil contamination. The pollution is coming from potentially toxic waste from industrial and disposal facilities nearby.
OK. And who is this affecting?
It's directly affecting the residents of the area adjoining the site, who depend on the water and soil for farming.
Mm-hmm.
They believe that they haven't been sufficiently involved in the decision-making processes in respect of the disposal of the waste. And they also maintain that the authorities haven't given them access to sufficient information.
And your organisation is representing the farmers?
Mm-hmm, that's right. We believe that the polluter pays principle laid down in EU Directive 35 of 2004 has been infringed. There's also the matter of provision for public participation under EU Directive 4 of 2003, as well as access to justice in environmental matters under EU Directive 35 of 2003.
You certainly know your directives.
Well, we've got certain experience in this field, but we really need some legal advice from an environmental lawyer like yourself. Could you advise us on what course of action we should take?
Right. Well, there are a number of issues here to start off with. Firstly, the polluter pays principle is what it says. It's a principle or a framework for principles guiding the community environmental policy. It doesn't have a legal basis that can be invoked for action, and it can't be used as a basis for determining or deciding non-compliance.
Surely there's something we can do.
Well, the principle does form the basis of the Environmental Liability Directive. The main objective of this is to prevent imminent damage and to restore damage already caused. I'd need dates and some more information in relation to the contamination. I'd also need to know the degrees of contamination, the various contaminants, and their effect on the water and soil quality. The dates and times are important because the Environmental Liability Directive doesn't apply to damage caused by an event happening before the 30th of April 2007, or damage caused after the 30th of April 2007 that is a result of an event that took place before that date.
Well, on that, I can tell you that this has been going on for a long time. I'm not too sure, but going on memory, I think it started in or around 2001 or 2002. And the authorities then tendered for a company to come in and clean up the mess.
OK, those dates are critical, and I'd need more information before being able to advise. Can I ask you why nothing was done about legal proceedings until now?
We only became aware of this when some farmers came to us because their animals were getting sick and they asked us to take a look at the situation. Basically, the farmers couldn't afford to take the matter to court before. If they'd failed, they'd have had to pay costs.
What you need to do is to have a meeting with the farmers involved and get information about dates, times, degrees of contamination and action taken by them over the period of time involved. Then I'd be able to give preliminary advice on a course of action. But it really is a bit premature of me to advise without these details.